How are you feeling today, man?
Can't complain, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, I'm all right still. Yeah,
you feel good? Yeah?
I feel good.
I can't lie, I feel nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, it's just...
How comes?
You know, sometimes knowing life is just like, it's just bliss, bro. Like, everything's... I can't say everything's going to plan, but it's just... Like, it's calm, you know, my people are well, people are healthy, you know what I mean?
That's all you can ask for, really, innit, in this life.
Man.
Everything else will come in its time and in place. You know what I'm trying to say? What are you saying, A1?
Yeah, man. I'm calm. You already know. I'm gonna be instigated today.
It's your second time here.
Yes, it is. It is.
You know what the wickedest thing is?
Yeah.
There's no camera on you, so you're going to have to scoot yourself here, you know? I just deeped it just now.
He's two buttons. He'd only be on camera.
Are you crazy?
I just deeped it just now.
You look like that Lima from Madagascar, bro.
I look like a Lima.
You get me? But now, today, obviously, good day. I'm actually happy to be back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. After the first time, you know, it's good I had to be back and talk to the man and see what's going on.
No, but on the rules, you're actually not on camera.
I know. Oh, there's a reason.
Oh, you don't want to be on camera?
There's a reason.
Cool. Calm. Sorry, today, my bad.
Today I'm gonna be just verifying the situations and the conversations. You get me? I'm gonna be the encyclopedia.
Let me ask you, how much money did your mom give you to go to school with?
Like
on a weekly basis, like, how much money would you lot get?
I'd get like a 5 sheet, you know.
For the whole week?
Yeah.
Dark,
had to figure it out, bro.
That's dark. How would you get?
So the thing is, I used to get school dinners, innit? So you know you get them tokens, yeah?
Mm.
So I used to get that 5 days a week, but then my mum would give me travel money for the train, innit, obviously.
Yeah.
So she used to give me £25 that would cover the whole Monday to Friday. But I used to just keep that, innit?
So I used to
bump the train, innit? So then
you're blessed.
You just hustle.
Yeah, and then I used to sell my tokens as well from school, innit? Cause...
Wait, tokens? So you didn't grow up in London? Cause I never heard about that.
School tokens.
Tokens?
Yeah, like
for like school dinners.
Yeah, then you never used
to
get that.
Free school dinners, innit?
Yeah.
Nah, I had to pay for mine.
Yeah, some people. So got free
what school did you go to?
I went somewhere called Kingsbury.
Okay.
Yeah, like bro, man had to.
Nah, there was people in your school that got free school dinners.
Oh, fair. Yeah. I didn't even know about the token thing.
I got a £10, bro.
But,
yeah, but like similar to you, bro, man will just be hustling for him. You know, okay, I'll pocket that 10, use that for the weekend. Either just ask the victims for money. Not victims, but like...
There's his real...
What are you saying, man?
The victims, you know.
But like, that's the real Deshaun coming out.
Nah, but it's true, innit? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know
the victims,
people,
you know.
They're not victims. You know the people that's bare generous. They'll just hand out money. So like, you know, like certain people, oh, my man, oh, yo, lend me a pound, bro.
Man, so what, you didn't play like money ups to try to get money in school?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Ah. Okay, then.
All the time. Sometimes I used to be the guy to initiate it.
Yeah.
I was having like a little £1 there. You know what I'm saying? Money up!
Bro, sometimes I had to put my foot on a pound and just slide it, make sure no one saw.
But the real jig was this. There was a local shop near, man. Like, I can't lie, she was a sweet old lady that owned the shop. But, bro, she was getting sucked, bro. Every single lunchtime, bro.
Did your man used to sell brain liquors in school and that?
What?
I can't lie, I had that era of hustling sweets.
That sounded mad. Secret brain liquors.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Mad. Yeah, no, I can't lie, I used to sell like the normal like popcorn. You know when popcorn used to be 25p?
Eh? What popcorn?
You know the small little pop?
Yeah.
You remember popcorn? You know the shop, Stratford bus station?
Yeah.
Right, back in the day. Listen, things used to be cheap, man.
Yeah, it's for Sainsbury, not Sainsbury, Poundland, sorry, innit?
Oh, yeah, what hustle sheets?
The 4 packs of canned drinks,
mm-hmm.
all the chocolate bars and that. Yeah, yeah.
They
banned us for that, though.
Yeah.
You have to do it on the slide, innit?
You've got to do it on the slide.
Nah,
sure,
so one you was making more money than the school shop?
Shop, yeah, yeah.
Listen,
yeah,
it got to the point where...
You got taxed to it, innit?
Yeah.
Even with that little kid, like, that... there was one like mixed race kid or something. He was selling from different schools and that.
That's a hustle.
He was showing to different schools.
Yeah.
I say he got
bare employees. Dude sold a lot of sweets and that.
Well done.
Yeah.
Listen, he even got to a point. Yeah, like every day after school, they used to escort us to the train because we couldn't go to the shops and all that stuff. If you get caught in the chicken and chip shop, yeah, you got a detention and that.
They had you
marching like some aliens, you know, in America in ICE. Had they got the Mexicans marching.
No, for real though. But it's like, bro, it's not my fault that the food that you were providing was
Yeah, what, did you lot get that pot, that pasta pot?
Well, listen, we went from having chicken nuggets, turkey twizzlers and all that stuff to Jamie Oliver, and then all of a sudden now we're having, like, oh, I can't even remember what we used to have, like, the smiley faces, you know, the potato smiley faces,
yeah,
and some makeshift chicken thing and all that. It just went dead.
Now, but one thing I will say, yeah, the sprinkle cake, that was banging.
That's like primary school.
No, I used to be a jam top.
Yeah, but it all just, like, stays in my brain as the same thing.
We used to climb over the school, buy chicken and chips, then go climb back over, bro.
Yeah, no, the gate was too high for you.
You man weren't allowed out of school grounds like lunchtime, man. No, yeah, they didn't trust you, that fuck, still.
That's what I'm saying. You lot
was the bad kids.
No, we used to climb over and come back over the school. We'll buy something from, like, chicken and chips or some wings, and now we climb back over.
What the hell?
I did that at 11. Yeah,
I had it nice then. You see, lunch, we were allowed to leave the school grounds. Man had a duffel bag, but there was no PE kit in there. Yeah, that was an empty duffel bag. Going to Asda, it got so bad.
Hey, what kind of,
what kind of ringtone is that?
Bad, bad, my bad, my bad.
This guy thinks he's in California.
My bad,
my
bad.
Let me put my thing on side right now, friend.
But I used to go to school, yeah, with a duffel bag. There would be no PE kit, nothing, yeah. I had a backpack and a duffel bag. I'll go Asda, yeah.
Yeah.
The wings. Man used to get the little brioche bun things, yeah? Right. And do you see the bun and had the icing on it?
You know ice cream, not ice cream donut, but I know which one you're talking about. Finger or something like that. Yeah.
So man grabbed that,
yeah.
But it got so bad that I even started thinking, you know, what does my yard need? Now I'm thinking, might as well grab some milk for the fridge.
Yeah. And I said, yeah. I can't think about myself only.
I like, bro. I'm too professional. I can't lie. I've got to think above.
Man's in maths class, yeah, thinking, oh, shit. I ain't got no washing liquid at home.
Man's
using this.
We got some razor flour.
I think the worst thing I've ever taken from a shop, yeah, it probably might have been hot chocolate, bro, just because I wanted some.
Well, I was at school.
Yeah, bro.
So you was rolling around with a tub of hot chocolate in your bag.
Yeah, because I wanted to take it home and drink. That's how bad it got. It got so bad that I wasn't even thinking about, let me go grab something to sell. I was thinking, let me grab stuff for the actual yard. Oh, stuff that I'm going to need when I land.
Right, let me switch it then, yeah. Right, in terms of, like, school, yeah, primary or secondary, what's like the worst thing, like, you've ever done at school?
In primary school, flipping, I think when I was in year 2 or year 3, I wrote F*** you and gave it to the teacher. And they sent me to, what's that thing called? Restart room in Star Primary. Yeah, I used to go Star Primary, innit?
Yeah.
And they sent me up there, innit? It's where people bad.
Why did you feel that
F***ing
you to the teacher?
I don't know, bro. I was mad back then still.
Do you know how bad year 2, you're like 4 or 5 years old, bro.
Yeah. No, I just see it. You know when you just see, you know when you're watching something, you see something in the subtitles, innit?
Yeah.
You just see it. So I just, I don't know. I was in this school, I just thought.
No, I had a similar thing.
I just wrote it down. You get it? I just wrote it, innit?
I think I must have said to someone.
I just wrote it down.
Why are you not lying? This is not the worst thing you've done.
No, I'm talking about in primary school.
No, what do you think I'm going to do in primary school?
No, but I can give you one for primary school and secondary school.
Yeah, what do you think I'm going to do in primary school? What?
Like, punch a teacher or
something? Punch a teacher, I've seen that.
I've seen the worst thing I've
seen a lot of people punch teachers in secondary school. I was not on all that.
No, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't doing that.
You lot must have been good kids.
Yeah, I was good. You know what? Secondary school, I was all right. I wasn't going mad. It was bare man going mad.
I want
teachers.
Yeah.
Just losing out of control.
You see them, man, they're not going to be in school for that long. Like, as soon as they do that, you ain't going to see them again.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I wasn't as bad as what they portrayed
or labeled
me as. Like, I was like the classroom clown. I wouldn't even call myself a clown. I would call myself a comedian, innit? Because that's what it was like, back in the day, innit? Yeah. I used to make people laugh, innit?
There's nothing wrong with that. My man's in class, like, yo, like, just writing the material down.
Sometimes you just used to laugh. You know what used to annoy me the most, yeah, is when the teacher used to laugh and then I'd get in trouble afterwards. I'm like, wait, you laughed as well, so you clearly must have found it funny. And then parents' evening, oh, bruv, it's like that one teacher that you try to avoid.
Yeah,
hey, excuse me, hey, come over here. I'm like, oh, long.
Nah, she'll give you that look and then give your parents that look and be like, hey.
Your son is very disruptive to the classroom. He makes it hard to teach. Da, 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 da. I don't understand what's going on at home. Rotted.
But you know them teachers, they press because they'll try sprinkling a bit of niceness, be like, he's not a bad kid.
Not a bad kid,
He's not bad. He just hangs around a bad crowd. You know what I mean?
You know, if he really wants to, he can push himself. You know what I'm trying to say? The next thing you get home, boom, 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 one, two licks up your head. And the next minute, the next day, the teacher will try to do some sly remarks. So, must have been a bad evening for you, wasn't it? I'm like, you go shut yourself. Like,
it's even worse. You see when they start getting paddy with your parents, and then when you go to school the next week and you're trying to act up and they're like, don't make me call your mom.
Nah, see, I'm happy you said this, because I've got two situations I can talk about. And the first one, like, this is when I realised I know how to, like work my mom in terms of, like, school, getting in trouble at school, innit? So, first one, I must have been in year four. I didn't take out a book from the library, innit? So they put me in detention for break time.
Damn.
Yeah, madness, innit? I wasn't having it though. I wasn't having it, yeah. But this old lady, like, she was trying to rugby tackle me. Like, I was just saying, let me go. She was like, nah, that better.
Maybe it's because you was black.
I don't know, maybe, innit?
But, what school? What was it, primary school?
I didn't go to school in London.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, it's because you were black.
So it was one of them. But then, like, I just weren't having it, bro. Like, I didn't even mean to push her. I just kind of just shifted her out of the way. And then this girl just fell down and started moving. Oh,
you know, for her, that's annual leave, hospital appointments.
Mental health.
Mental health.
I get it now, innit? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Traumatized her.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I said detention, no books.
Never in a million years that she ever thought she would ever have a kid.
I don't think you was actually a bad you. They just didn't like you.
I wasn't a bad kid. I just done I was just obnoxious, innit? You know, I'd always do my work, but around school, I'll take the piss. You know what I mean? And you're not taking the piss. But why I said that, because now you said, like, teacher would be like, oh, I'm going to call your mom. Mm. Yeah. From that situation, I had a phone from early because I had to go home by myself, innit? So I was thinking, shit, I can't lie. They're going to exclude me for this. No. Let me just call my mom and be like, yo, you know what? Mom, I pushed over a teacher, they might call you. And then, that was it. She said, what?
Snitched on yourself.
Yeah. But then, you know why I done that? Because I know if my school just rang my mum when I got home.
Long.
You know what I'm saying? But I told her, she had time to calm down. You know what I'm saying? And then I'd be like, yeah, you're right, man. You had a good day. Yeah, boom, calm. You know what I'm saying? Everything good.
Mm. You man had it nice, bro. If I say there's three major things that I'd say I've done in school, which, to this day, I'm not even proud of. But there was one where I think it was year 11 and I was going back and forth with one guy and he must have said something about my sister and that just sent me to, sent me out of space.
Yeah.
And I remember I blacked out and I was just giving him the Muay Thai combo, rare. And you get me, bro? I said, you know that Bruce Lee shit that you see on the movie?
Jackie Chan, all of that.
Kimbo Slash.
Bro, punch, kicks, everything. Kicks.
Roundhouse, sweet.
Goku. Bare madness,
bro. That day,
man went Super Saiyan 1, 2, 3, 4, fusion.
Yes, Super Transfusion, all of that. Madness.
And I remember I got kicked out of that class, and obviously we had a black deputy. And you know black people, especially black teachers, if they like you, they'll try and mellow it out for you. Bro, she just walked in and looked at me like, oh, you're right. What was you thinking? And that's when I knew I was cooked, The next day comes, I go to school. She's looking at me like, what are you doing here? I was like, what do you mean? I'm coming here for school. She's like, I can't lie, you're excluded. I was like, what do you mean?
Well, they just didn't tell you this.
They didn't even tell me, bro. They just excluded me without me knowing. Yeah. And then I see the teacher that was in the class, Sure, he's all come with a whole sling and a cast.
Well, you mash up the other student or the teacher?
No, the teacher. With a sling. Yeah, but you know what it is? Back then, I thought I was an evil kid for obviously fighting.
Wait. Okay, cool. You punched up the teacher.
So you thought you was punching the student, but you end up punching the teacher instead?
I don't know, bro.
What? I'm thinking he's punching up another student.
You punched up the teacher. All I remember is I jumped over the table and I just started going at it.
Oh, he was on this student. Oh, yeah.
Anyone in my radius is just getting something.
Everyone's getting smacked.
100 punches in the head. Yeah, mad.
So now that I'm at this age, I can't lie. I think she jinnles none because, you know, teachers, they don't get annual leave. Yeah, so she thought this opportunity, I'm going to France next week. Let me bust up my hand and say it was him.
Yeah, I don't blame her, fam. I'd do the same kids, man. You know what I mean?
Good, bro. I had to do my GCSEs and improve, bro.
Yeah, good.
What do you mean?
You you're hazard to the teachers, Peru. Bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, man was sitting there doing English exam.
No, Peru, as in you.
As in, Peru. They kicked me out. This
that's
is...
what you said, Peru.
No, 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 not Peru.
Oh, P-R-U. That's what you said. Like, you are dipped in Peru. Like,
nah. Nah, I can't lie. If I went Peru, I'm not coming back.
So, bro. Isolation?
Yeah. Not like, no, like.
You're fully kicked out of the
you're
school.
You're gone. Oh, yeah, like, sayonara, like, you're going unit. Yeah, oh, another word,
did,
unit.
Did they make you pay for the GCSE itself as well?
Pardon?
Because I know, like, if you get kicked out of school, you're not in the school. Apparently, like, they make you pay to take the GCSE. They're not free.
Like, what kind of crooked borough did you grow up in, fam?
I don't know. I got told that one time. I don't know.
Nah, that's wild.
I've never heard that one.
What school do you used to go to? Is it?
I used to go to a school in Northwest called Kingsbury.
Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
my bitches went to a school in Northwest, you know. I think they used to wear like a purple uniform or something. Purple tie.
Purple tie?
Yeah, Northwest. They went to a school in Northwest.
Oh,
You're talking to the mayor of Northwest right now, man.
I think it's like Neasden. John Kelly or something like that?
I can't remember, but you went to a school there still.
Them blazer days there, but yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, that weren't the worst thing I done in school, though.
I probably can't share the worst thing I've done in school. I'll share another funny story, though. Like, I don't know how it worked to you, man, yeah, but like Friday night, sometimes that was the era where people are doing house parties, innit? Mm. But like, so I'll go to school, go to my brethren's house after school, innit? So like, everyone's bringing their things. Like, people got vodka bottles in school, innit? So break time now. Should we just take some drinks, innit? Yeah, like, I took like two shots at that break time. Well, in MASH, yeah, bro, I was. Meaning,
what you burst in class?
Yeah, swear down, like, bro, nice. I was wrapped, bro. Cause you got to think, I'm like 15 these times, isn't it? Yeah, I backed off two like vodka shots. I was burst, bro. And I swear, another thing is, to this day, I didn't get caught, and I feel like the teacher knew I was burst, but he couldn't prove it.
She just wanted you to bust a little short or something, like, on the
probably.
Side.
Mm. But I was there in maths, like, she's. I'm sorry, none of the ones where like you're in a class, you're hoping that the teachers don't talk to you. You know what I mean? Because I'd start laughing or something. Like, man was slurring, bro. Man was just like all over the place, fam. But I never got caught for that. Actually, nah, we did. We got snitched on afterwards, but they couldn't prove it. So.
You know what I wish to happen to me in school? You know where you have that one Leng teacher that's on joints?
You know what?
Like, do you know them more than America, but you hear like your teacher and the student had a relationship.
Your teacher,
yeah, because there definitely was one teacher, yeah. Oh, the sports teacher, what was her name?
Wait, so just to confirm, yeah, you're on your
hey, there was one teacher,
what?
You would teacher,
yeah,
would you fucking teacher?
Well, one was teacher,
shout out to Miss, what's her name, Miss Islam. If you know, innit? Yeah. Big Bunda, mad Bunda.
you know, them ones you're purposely acting up in our class just so she can walk by you,
crazy.
And what about you, fam?
Yeah, I can't lie. There was a couple teachers that, yeah, when I was a youth, man, yeah. I'd say, yo, if you offered, I ain't saying no.
No, real talk. You hear these stuff in America and it's like, oh, the teacher and the student. I'm looking at the teacher, I'm thinking, you're not bad, you know.
There was,
and it turned around like the youth snitched on that.
But it's
like,
happening in here, though.
Does
in
it?
The UK.
Yeah,
what?
It does.
You don't know about Miss, what's...
Let me find it.
What's that?
Bro, I can't
they
like...
They called her something. That youth, the little kid, he saved her something.
So I don't know, man.
It's
Miss,
in.
Miss Satin, Miss Bunda Satin. She bought the kid Gucci. You don't know about that.
No.
Yeah, it happens. Bears now.
Oh, right.
It didn't happen with us back in the day.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
trying to say. I wish it happened to me.
I was like, why are these little kids just, these teachers now are just doing a mad thing?
But I get why it ends up getting exposed, because they say that the teacher's like, I'm going to have your kid. You're like, whoa. I'm 15. I'm 16.
You found it. Yeah,
the teacher's,
bro,
the teacher's name.
Now. It happens now. I don't know why.
Alright, this teacher was on joints, though.
You must have been ugly, bro.
So, her name.
Must have been bro. We must have been butters, because these kids are just, these teachers are getting it at the kids.
It might just be
bending over.
It might just be the drip,
talking to a designer shop. Everything.
Remember, yeah.
The surprise, like, kids these days will go to school in the LV belt, fam. Teachers
non-uniform day when we were going to school compared to where it is now, brother. Come on,
yeah, it's different,
bro.
Yeah,
non-uniform, the fake Gucci belt was out still.
Say so, it was dripping your school.
Nah, but this is what I'm saying. Back in our day, I didn't think we had access to the things that the young G's of today have access to. If man knew about Forex or half of the stuff that these man make bread off TikTok.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Us man, We made bread we off shot in sweets.
We were hustling. There's a different
Robin people. There was a different drug going on.
Robin, Blackberries.
Yeah, yeah, all of that, yeah.
But iPhones.
Sorry, Ericsson, W810.
Yeah, bro. Like,
Nokia 6230.
I found the lady still.
Some guys used to get robbed for PSPs and that, bro. Yeah, I remember when my PSP got robbed.
How'd you PSP? Oh, PSP.
Yeah, bro. I was playing it. Chicken spot, imagine like that, PSP, bro. My PSP there, boom.
Outside the school.
Bro, yo, grab me that. Bro, I remember the phone of my brother. Yo, I took my PSP. Couple of days later, I got my PSP back, but the memory card was gone. I was even more pissed about the memory card being gone.
There was I could tell you a story. Obviously, he was from the ends, innit? Obviously, he used to rap, innit? He used to go around Chicken Spot, innit? Just dropping bare man, innit? I'm thinking, blood, I see him all the time. He's never robbed me, innit?
Yeah.
Because them time I was on gold time, again. It was dark them times. So cool, innit? He robbed one you, innit? But the you had one girl's phone, yeah. So boom. We at Stratford Park, innit? Oh, boom, the girl's a quiet girl, innit? She's a good girl, innit? So she's like, yo, where's my phone? Obviously, my man's like, I ain't got it. Red, tear. Like, giving her attitude, innit? So my girl's like, ah, cool. So she bang her bedrooms, innit? All her bedrooms turned up. Telling my man, where's the phone? My man's like, I ain't got it. They end up rushing the ute, bro.
The girls
end up rushing the ute. Giving my man bare smack.
There's no way you could come. Man. You're getting kicked out of the group chat that same day.
They're smacking my man. Like, I'm just there. I know my man. You get me?
See them East London
smacking
guys.
Her so much. East girls. My man's ducking out. Like he's running. He's running. Then obviously, shout out to my bedroom. Here. My bedroom's like, yo, you might keep touching him. I'ma smash you man up. Like chill out, bro. And they all just stopped. They all literally just stopped.
Get it.
Yeah, they all stopped, innit? Because that man was beating the hell out of him. Like, well, actually, I felt
that,
sorry
actually,
for him.
Actually, like, beating him up.
Yeah, I know at one stage, bro. He probably looked up at someone saying, yeah, I need help.
Them times there, he was a unit still.
Nah, but like, see girls, like, see like you see a girl fight, like, they're punching, but you can tell them punching.
They won't, yeah.
But you see, once they have a grip on you, it's hard to get out of that grip, you know?
We know about you, bro.
Exactly. It happened to me, bro. This girl had a grip, bro. I tried my hardest.
The guy was a whole unit, like, my bedroom, I'll tell you after, my bedroom's like, listen, if you lot don't stop, I'ma smack you all up. He said it for he wasn't gonna smack them up. Control the thing, innit? Like, just calm down.
So what happened after? Everyone just like just walk out the shop.
No, he calm ran. Like. He ducked out. Innit? He was gone. Yeah, after that, yeah. He just,
bro, what are you gonna do? Stay there and chat to Manny?
No, I can't lie. It was embarrassing. Everyone was there, bro.
Seeing them, Manny
was there. Yeah. Couple other girls.
Wait, hold on. So this guy's getting rushed by 10 girls.
Yeah.
And none of his bedrooms try helping.
No, we was there, innit? We want his bedroom. Like we was like, you know, like little associates. Yeah, we just know him, innit? Kind of thing, innit?
Nah, that's dark.
So my bedroom had to jump in. I was just watching it. I was like,
because, bro, what are you really meant to do? Like, what? You meant to start jumping in and start bunching girls now because your guy can't.
I can't lie. Like, God forbid, yeah. But say if one of my bedrooms is getting jumped by like 5 girls and he's actually getting dumped in there. I'm not gonna smoke the girls, but I'm gonna be like, yo, like, move. Like,
he's running around the park. Oh, they're all chasing him. Girls are all chasing him, giving him bare head.
What, he could even land a one fly kick to one of the girls just to...
You know the man who was going to beat him up. He couldn't do that.
So, catch 22, innit?
It's one of them ones. You just have to get yourself out of the situation, innit? Sometimes the best thing to do is to run.
Nah, but then again...
You couldn't do that still.
Nah, but think about it like this. So girls are trying to bad you up. You have two options. Either you show them dominance or you run. Which one are you going
to
take?
But I'm running. Because if it means that I don't have to then further get a further L by getting punched up by the mandem as well. So now man and girl are punching me up. You get it? Sometimes you just have to live to see another day.
He robbed them.
Right? He took the phone.
There was a youth from the ends. He robbed my man. He robbed my man, innit? But my man had the girl's phone, innit?
Oh.
You get it? So it's a bit techie, innit?
Lag.
Oh, okay.
He lagged.
She just handled her own business.
Yeah.
Big her up. But that's what I'm trying to say is girls back in the day, especially the ones that we know,
yeah.
they're all on crud.
They're still doing that.
The girls are
but
still...
that girl, she was a good girl, wasn't it?
Like, yeah.
Girls are still doing
that. You know what I'm saying?
Trust me, bro.
Oh, I can't even lie to you,
that's,
though,
that's the thing, bro. Like, it was mad, bro. That day was funny as well, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Not getting beaten up by a bunch of girls.
Yeah, getting beaten up by a bunch of girls is crazy.
Bro, just getting beat up by one girl is bad enough as it is, bro. And then everyone's there watching it. But, bro, like I said, like that time when I was in school... This girl thought I said, "Mom, I did." Well, even chatting to her, bro. This girl had me on the air, like, bro. You know them rocks that bags, fam, flung me up in the air, skinny me, slumped me down.
I've never been in a situation like. The only thing I could probably like say is like knowing like girls trying to play fight you, but then she's actually like punching,
doing the most.
It's like I had to like put the deep voice on.
Nah, there was punching, man.
Madness.
Like,
Yeah, them ones, crazy, fam. I remember that day as well, bro.
Don't you have it? Do you remember them days where, it's like, similar to what you just said, like, you have that one person that could just shut a whole atmosphere down, like a whole vibe down. Yeah. When he spoke, everyone listened.
Yeah, like, just like, yeah. Now, obviously, my bedroom's obviously back then. His name was
It hold weight still.
I ain't gonna lie. You get me. But yeah, so obviously, when he was like, blood, and he's loud, you know him still. So he's a bit loud, innit? So he's like, bro, if you don't touch him, man's gonna mash you up.
Hey.
Just to calm down the situation.
Hey, I just remember something.
Because he was getting out of hand, innit?
Hey, remember when you robbed my boy?
Me? Who, me?
No, you was with someone, not me. So I must have went, me, my boy, and some other guy, yeah. Must have went KFC, So boom. We got like a family bucket. Back then it was like $9.99, innit?
Yeah. Cool. Leng drop.
Boxing off the food now, I see a couple of the man them walking past. I'm like, oh God, yeah, cool. The next minute, two man come back. You're one of them, cool. You man came back.
Me?
Come through the door. Yeah, you man came through the door. Walk on, we saying, we saying. Good, all right, cool. You man turn around. As he turned around, you grab my man's plate of food.
I swear to you, he's probably gonna come back and ask him for it as well. I've never done that. I swear to you, I probably was hungry, but I've never done all of that. That's mad. That's mad. Taking a bucket is crazy.
Took the Donnie's plate,
Nah, not me.
Bro. The Donnie's, cool. The man took the plate. The Donnie's looking at me. Why did they do that?
You know that hit his soul, bro. He was thinking about that chicken, like,
Hey, bro. I just looked at him.
I was probably guilty by association. You know when you're just there?
Yeah, no. You weren't the one that took the plate.
Yeah, but you was there. You know, like Drake Enterprise. Like, you're just there.
It's a recall. You got caught up in
that. No, but because you know what
like
it is?
Someone robbed someone, you're just there. Like,
no, but because you came back and CCTV saw you coming back and then you had the door open, is that... Kind of orchestrated, didn't it?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just walking, opening the door. My man probably took the food and ran past.
Like you're getting blessed.
You're just like, you're just there.
Hey. That's like the peakest form of betrayal. You walk back, all your brethren are still there, but your food ain't. You actually got to look at everyone like, which one of it was you? Oh, that's dark.
See, that kind of, see a situation like that? It happened to me when I was shutting my sweets in school, bro. You know what I mean? Had them in class under my table. I come back, I look under, literally, my whole stock is gone. I bought like 4 packs of sweets. Like, no, like you're saying, Poundland.
Yeah, Poundland, my whole stock.
I stand up. I'm like, who's at my sweets, bro? You know what I mean?
That's happened to one Asian youth in my school. I can't remember, man. He was raking it in. You know, back in the day, you know Shambhalas?
Like, Shambhalas. Never used to wear them things, man.
The wrist thing.
Yeah, I never used to wear that though.
Is it?
Yeah,
nah, for real.
Because the North West
was
a bit weird then.
North West was definitely, you lot used to bang out the Shambhala thing.
Do you know what? It was a Shambhala.
And the scarf.
Snap back. It was a Shambhala snapback, and obviously, if you can get grills, then like Northwest man love jewelry.
Advanced still, yeah,
we love the jewelry, even a chain, bro, and a Gucci belt. You was fly. Do you know what I'm saying? It didn't matter what top you had.
Northwest had a lot of money back then. I can't lie. Northwest had the money still. Because you lot had the things.
What?
You lot still got the things till this day.
What? The same Northwest London that...
Bro!
Wait, how old are you quickly?
I'm 26.
26? Oh. There's a rave in Northwest. Where was that? The party back in the day?
What was it in the hall?
I just went to a lot of house parties in Northwest.
Was it in a hall? In Halsden?
Halsden, yeah.
Probably Tavistock Hall. Does that ring a bell?
There was a rave. There was a rave.
Wow. I know it. Cool. Team Fest. Or was that one of them under 18 raves, isn't it?
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah,
yeah. That one was dark still.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone would say that though. Like every other ends has got all the things.
Nah, Northwest had it.
Nah, but do you know what
they had the Portuguese and the lighties on deck.
Oh, yeah. Kenzo, you see Kenzo Rise? You see Kenzo Rise?
Oh. Oh, swear
that. Mm.
Can't lie, they Northwest did have some, but do you know what it is? I don't know if you man experience the same things, but it's like you don't want to where you sleep, so you'll never speak to someone within the same borough because everyone's too connected.
Come on, man. Yeah, because you know what it is?
Everyone knew
you connected. I've been out of skirts for early.
Everyone knew everyone's history.
Yeah, exactly. My brother would be like, what was you on the weekend? I was like, bro, I was in Stratford. They're looking at me like, where's that, bro? Yeah, I'm like, you don't know, bro. Yeah, it's like, the land of milk and honey over there, bro.
Man's all in Romford, Essex.
Yeah.
Man's got Wolfenstall, Wolfen Forest. Yeah, man was outside still.
And you see, like, what back in the day, it was so easy. So easy to just draw a thing and just have a chilling with you for the whole day.
I can't even lie.
Still doing that though.
Nah, I don't think you can, man. You can't
be moving to girls on the road, fam. They're gonna be young, fam. You know what I mean?
Bro, even though it feels a bit awkward for me now.
I'm talking about, you see a random girl, you approach her on the road.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing today? You're chilling with me. All right, cool. You're
you had that's like how it was back in the day, bro. I couldn't.
That's how it was back in the day. You go Stratford. You see a group of girls. You don't want to chill with us today. Yeah, cool. Whatever. Buy someone.
You're talking about them times. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. It was easy. You can't do that in this day and age.
What? Like move to them. Say,
draw to them. You're chilling with me.
By the same day.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
No.
The same. The young dudes might be doing.
Yeah.
The young probably. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. They're still doing that, man. They're probably snapping.
But you know what? If anything, it's even better for them because they got hotels.
Hella vapes.
You're not 16-year-olds are not getting hotels.
But I'm telling you, all it takes is the owner brother to get your.
Come on,
let me even show you something.
Straight deets in, bro.
You see everything we know at this age. Them man also know in it.
But remember, they all got Apple Pay as well, just like us. I see a young youth.
Can a 16-year-old even book a hotel?
No, but they can get someone to get it.
About.
It's not like how it was for us.
Get
feeding me now,
bro. Yeah, come on.
I cannot, bro. 16-year-old me booking hotel for school.
Bro, they're coming there with their Moncler hat, their Moncler jacket.
I'm lining up like this, yo, mum. Yo, what's your weekend plans? Were you out Friday night? You out Saturday night?
Yeah, babes.
Yeah. Friday or Saturday night? What you doing?
That was the ideal one. That's having it. The free yard.
Why because am I spending money?
If I was 16 in this generation, I'll be broke. I'll be robbing people. I'll be robbing everyone. Are you mad? You
know the cost of your money,
bro. The cost of living.
I'll be robbing people.
The cost of living. Remember the cost of living.
I don't think you'll be.
You can take the boy out.
Brother,
east. You can't take the east.
They've got more opportunities now.
There's way more.
You remember the years? Way more stuff you could do.
Do you remember yourself back in 2014, 13, 12, 11, 09?
Yeah, I remember.
Bro, you was like, come on, bro. You
madness.
Now put that. Perspective in this generation now.
This generation now is different though, because you can. There's better opportunities.
There's better stuff you can do.
So what, you would have got a 9-to-5?
No, I would have done like invested in Bitcoin. Like,
brother,
you know what I'm saying? Invested in Bitcoin from early.
Bro,
you know
it sounds good, but back then we didn't care about all of that stuff.
These young dudes got money now. They all got bread. What are you talking about?
I don't think.
Hey, listen. I don't think they all go on dates, bro. What are you talking about? Young generation go on dates. Just like us, man.
I've been VQ and I've seen young G's and I'm even looking at myself like, nah, I need to get out of
there. Hold on, though. Let's
I know young G's right now. What are you talking about?
Let's read it back in, though. Because the young G's do have a lot of pressure to do certain things. So a lot of them will just spend their bread just to get one Gucci belt, and now people...
But I can't lie. You got to also understand...
And they drive as well.
You got to understand, that back in the day, same way we was patterning stuff off like mesquite ways or, you know, trying to cut corners. First of all,
DHgate exist. So half of the people you see now that's got the drip, it's not even real.
What you say, you know about DHgate,
A little something, something, slide, but obviously...
people go to the DHgate.
It's true, it's true. Like, you see, back in the day, our thing, growing up, was if you can't buy it twice, you can't buy it at all.
Ooh,
or it's like, I'd rather wear nothing than wear fake gums.
Yeah. But you see, that was what I was on
still.
Man used to wear Umbro.
Like, bro, like before you even land your point, man had a fake Gucci belt. I wore it to no school, you know, uniform day?
Yeah.
I left school early.
Why?
I was getting roasted left, right. You know, you're going, the first lesson. You know, the first lesson before you go lesson. I was getting roasted on the way to the first lesson. Period one, a girl would be like, "Is that not real?" And you know, the shorties were dark back in the day.
Yeah, but was it that obvious that it was fake?
I can't lie.
It was fake.
It wasn't even black and green.
Bro, it was black and gold, cousin.
See, you know what it is? My story is a bit similar to that, but it's not like in terms of school,
Nigerian belt.
It didn't even say it was Gucci.
It was a cosplay Gucci belt.
I'll make a confession, Like, I knowingly bought a fake Gucci pouch, innit? Yeah. Like, I knew it was fake, and I still bought it. But it looked real, innit? Like, I feel like if you didn't really look, like, it looked fine, But I remember, like, I was going to a vibe, innit? I put it on. And I was just, I looked at myself in the mirror before I stepped out. I was like,
can't get away with this.
You're a jerk, man. Like, I knew it was fake and I still bought it. And I was shocked. I was like, nah. So I just.
Well, how old was you when you done this?
I can't lie. I was 19 in
school. Yeah. That's even worse.
What? He was rolling with
that's
me?
That's even worse.
But I didn't wear it.
He was rolling with me.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm deleting my pictures.
But let's be honest here. You know what Leicester was like? Bear man were rolling around with fake stuff.
Student loan.
My dog.
No, but I didn't actually do it. Bro, I bought it. I bought the pouch, and I can't lie. I didn't wear it once. I sold it.
Hey, stunting will hurt a lot of people, you know. I can't do that, man. I couldn't have done that.
Lots of fake crits back in the day. 13, 14. You know,
Baylor
quickly, wire black Air Forces.
But have you ever
Vauxhall as well?
Like, see me,
hella fakes.
See me, I was a guy that used to just wear the Umbros and
you survived school.
Yeah,
he went to some next school.
Luckily, I was able to. I had an older brother in it, so it was more of the hand me downs in it. Like, then I had the Ed Hardy's and
the older brother pattern.
Innit? So it was like, it was one of them ones, innit?
Air
ones
to school, bro.
I had to beg my mum still to get Air Ones, bro. Yeah. When I mean that summer before we start term again, I was cooking, cleaning, bro. And you know when I say cooking, bro. I tried fried egg. You get me? I tried to do something nice for mumsy. Yeah, you already know the egg things.
The egg thing, mad. Is egg thing everywhere. They put it in their head. Egg thing everywhere. Hey, loving the eggs. Bro, you know, I'm tired as well. I'm not. he knows. You know.
If you go Ghana, it's actually bad, car. You know how you got the people selling like pure water and that?
Yeah.
There's a next lady behind her with a crate full of eggs on her head.
Just selling
boiled eggs, bro. Boiled eggs. But do you know what it is?
Boiled eggs coming like water.
But you see what it is though? You see what the boiled egg thing? Ghanaians are crazy because we'll find different ways to make the egg new, innit? So we used to boil the eggs, slice it in half and put stew in it and make it like a little
sandwich.
Yeah, like an egg sandwich.
These men are built.
But I can't lie, it's lame. Like if you man ever get the chance to try
it. I eat better eggs, but the stereotype is just funny, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I was with you yesterday in Subway, bro. I was tempted to get egg in my Subway.
But I can't lie, that's like the Americans and their biscuits thing that they always have with every type of meal, innit?
Biscuit.
Yeah, not biscuit. I don't know if it's like a bread type of thing, but it's with every meal.
Nah, they're on a joke thing because they're just eating scones.
Yeah,
but they call it biscuits.
Biscuits. They have it in every meal. Like,
Yeah, but I don't hear the American people and like their thing's just a bit wayward.
They just call everything wrong. Like they've got a different name for.
Like you gonna walk on the sidewalk? Like the hell?
You jaywalking?
You jaywalking?
I swear that I didn't know what jaywalking was until the other day. I was like, what do you mean jay? What the fuck is jaywalking, bro?
Like, man was shook to cross the road. Like, Livo.
It's illegal.
Yeah, like, but you, actually go, you have to cross. You can get arrested for it.
Literally, if there's feds here and they see you just walking across, like, how you doing in London, you'll literally get back.
Go to the A406. There's a Romanian lady with roses just darting across.
You're just darting across with flowers, innit?
You get
them
flowers.
People are caked up, you know? Yeah, don't ever sleep with them, man.
£1, £1.
You're asking me for a pound, but you got a gold tooth, bro. You might as well shut your tooth.
Bad, innit?
They're hustling.
Crazy.
I need to go back to America, though. Oh, man.
Yeah, what was America saying for you?
I was good. We covered it, man. It was good, man. It was good. I just, like I said, I spent too much money. You know what I mean? But I did again.
What? Spent money in what places, though?
Bro, we know, man. I went Sapphire, man. I went Sapphire, yeah. It's a strip club, innit? Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Young, he owned man. It, innit? He owned yeah, it. Man, he owned young, it. Bro. He owned young, it. Young, he owned young, it. Young stone. So what? Would you go back?
Yeah.
Like Livo, same place, do it all over again.
Yeah.
This guy's reminiscing right now.
Yeah. No, you know what it was.
You know what I mean? It's good. It's good, isn't it? Like, you know what I mean? It's fun, you know. Thing is, see my thing, yeah. When you go to a country, yeah, you gotta like just partake in the local culture.
Hey, he definitely
like,
does.
What do I look like, yeah, if I go to Vegas, yeah, and I don't go to MGM Grand, the casino, and I don't go to a strip club? Like, what am I doing?
No, you definitely partake.
You know what I'm saying?
You definitely partake still.
Yeah, calm, bro. You know what I mean? You definitely it's like going Ghana. I'm not eating an egg, bro. What are you doing?
Oh, you got jokes, didn't
you? That's true, bro.
It's for real.
I'm saying, you got to like...
You know what? Because I like the Caribbean people, I'm allowed them today, innit?
You can't come for Caribbean people.
I'm allowed... What, you man Caribbean as well?
Nah, I'm from Angola. Trini. Still.
From Angola? You're Trini?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're like... Yeah. You're Caribbean, but you're kind of Indian Caribbean, no?
Nah, more black African.
No, but I'm... Is it? But do you grow up around African youths?
Well, most of my friends are... Well, actually, 50-50 Caribbean and Af.
Oh, see.
So yeah,
see.
It's a mixture, innit?
And what, you grew up with just like Greydons and that?
Yeah, outside of London, it was just straight. It was white people.
Yo, Billy,
I went to a white school.
You know Wait, what? In Essex?
Or... Nah, bro, I'm living in Bedford, bro.
Bedford.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh.
So, what was your friend's name?
A lot of people like making that move now. My mum made that move in like 05.
Okay.
You know smart choice.
You know what I'm saying?
So like, when did you realize that you was actually a black youth?
Bro, what are you talking about?
Nah, like, cool. Let's say you grew up...
See me, yeah. Like, see when people hear the way I grew up here, they think I grew up like a white boy, bro. I never grew up like a white boy. Like, I was surrounded by it, but like, man always knew who man was in it. Like, when these mama wanted to go pub and drink pints, yeah, I'm telling them, bro...
You'd rather take shots in the classroom.
Man's not, that was one time, yeah. But man's not doing dumb things, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but you've joined little white activities. And
yeah, you,
bro, mama go to the parties.
You in a barn.
I know what guys are talking about.
I'm
still.
Doing a couple like white activities. Like,
oh, they know how to party.
Yeah, they used to get lit. I can't lie.
Nah, like I said, when I was in 11, I've never bumped school. I see, like, shout out to my white boy, Alfie, Tom, just climbing over, doing all sorts of manners. I never bumped school. I started doing it because of them, bro.
I even got into the motorbike thing because them man had the little mini motors.
A little spliff. Right. Cheese them times, cheese lemon, oh, them times cheese. There, you get me?
You go to that house, they got everything. You're
like, yeah. I can't, like, one thing I will say, yeah, I think...
They were unruly, bro. Shout out to them white boys, they were serious
The one thing I'll say about them is that their parents, yeah, just let them do anything from early. Like, this is how I knew, yeah, my mom's too strict. Because, like, I'll go to my brethren's house, like, these times were 11, 12, yeah, man's playing Call of Duty Cash. Remember Modern Warfare 2? Remember that mission? That spraying down everyone, innit? My mum didn't let me have Modern Warfare, bro. So that's when I was like, bro, I'm just going to my friend's house and playing it anyway. So you might as well let me get it. Then I got GTA and all these things. And, boom, boom, boom.
And then you go back home and you're like, man, I wish I had
Alfie. Well, it's not even that.
Bobby,
it's not even that, bro.
Bobby, dinner.
These lot has
Sky. They're like, shut up, mum, I'm coming.
No, these lot has Sky and Disney. I'll come back home to cable. It's mad.
Yeah, it's mad. Yeah.
What?
Them white boys have everything.
I was even going to ask
sorts
you, man.
All sorts of Sky Channel, like, everything. All the movies, yeah, Sky Sports One, there.
I have one to find.
They had all sorts of channels, bro.
They even had the Discovery Channels and that.
Yeah.
Them documentaries. Man, I'm sitting down watching Tigers and Lions, bro.
I can't lie. One thing I will say, yeah. about like growing up the way I did, yeah. It's kind of peak, but I can laugh about it now. I remember just one guy, I'd go to his house, innit? Like a couple of us, like da-da-da-da, yeah. And like the similar you're saying, this yard's big, bro. I'm talking like some 5-bed yard, bro. Like big, big garden, everything, fam, yeah. Mum pick me up, I'll go home. And I'm just like,
you just look around.
Yeah, man, realize like we actually broke in this. I'm seeing how people are living. I'm coming yard. I'm like, yo.
But you know what's mad though, on? Yeah. I will never trade it.
Yeah, nah. Right.
Because that home feeling you had, even though regardless your friend had this and that, when you get home, I don't know what it was, but whatever I had, I was content with.
Yeah. You know what it is?
You know what I'm trying to say?
I realized the man this you are today, when I went. See what it is? I realized this when I went. I would have been about 14, 15. And I don't know if you lot know, like, St. Albans like that, there's a place called Batchwood, innit? So you see how he was talking about the under 18 raves
in the end.
Man, because of football, Sunday league, obviously, you know, you're more chilling with them, man, on the weekend, yeah? Obviously, a couple of times, man's gone outside of London with them. Mm. Everyone had the spiky hair, you know, the Ralph Lauren polo
You get me? That was eye opener for you, innit?
Broski,
leaving London, innit?
I'm there sagging my trousers. Man's got their belt all tucked in, like taking pictures with their fist out like that. Oh, I'm there with a gun sign, man, like this in the photo.
I said,
I said, bro, I'm out of my depths. But you see, the way that man grew up, yeah, they were on like us, man. We grew up gradually, but they were on a crash course. Mm. Like I've gone there, yeah, and there's. It's going to sound mad, isn't it? But man's like 14, 15, surrounded by other 14, 15-year-olds, but everyone's wasted, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone's washed.
Bro, that's the first
thing. I'm not saying I was doing that, but man was in them
parts. Bro, but deep in, bro. Young. People's mums and dads drunk. Were picking them up outside the rave. You think I could have called my mum at 14 saying, aye, mum, I just had 1-2 Jaeger bombs. I'm in St. Albans. My mum would say, sleep there.
Andrew, I'm telling you.
Sleep there. Don't come back.
I remember. Doctor knows you what I'm talking about. I wish he was here, innit? I remember, this was about, what year was he? I think it was year 9, year 10. We met some white girls, innit? They were from, what's that area in Essex? Grays.
Oh,
yeah. You know, see, that's what I'm saying. So we was chatting to them, boom, boom, boom. This was BlackBerry times.
Mm.
One of them had a party. So we went over there.
Oh, I know it's crazy.
My team. You get it? I thought racism was done. The way it was just, yo, like, I swear that we went there, like, all these white guys, yo, like, they were just showing us mad love. I was like, what are you talking about?
You know, being black in them white parties back in the day was a cheat code.
It was the thing. It was the cheat code still, yeah.
Especially how you spoke.
Hella bins.
Yep.
There were other black guys there, but they weren't.
They didn't have it. They didn't have it.
They wanted the real white lot over there. They wanted the real black.
He's talking facts, bro. When they grow up and they start clocking, my dad won't have this.
One up for that still.
Madness.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Nah, but for me, even got deep, yeah. Because you see, back then, Sturridge and Sterling were at Liverpool, yeah. And obviously, their man used to texturize their hair and that. Yeah, I got grits. Yeah, man, texturized my hair, and that's when I knew I'm in too deep.
You got the perm, but
I wasn't. Nah, but you know what it is? I wasn't doing them French man. You know the French man will comb like they'll actually comb over. Yeah. I just kept my thing curly and tried to tell the shorties I was Portuguese.
You know, tonight would be the night.
Coming like Luther Vandross, bro.
So you know what you lot just said, yeah? Like that's like was the girls in my school. They all like that, yeah. Knowing I really deep, yeah. I went, some of my bridges knew private school girls. Yeah.
Different spec.
Yeah. Oh my God, bro. I stepped in this party, yeah. And like, bearing in mind, I'm used to what the normal white things are on. Like I grew up around it, yeah.
Yeah.
These lot are going, like, it's like they're going mad. Like, they ain't got no mind, bro. Like, I'm seeing people rushing around in the bushes over there, come out. She's with her next man 10 minutes later. I'm seeing, like, people just moving mad. You know what I'm saying? Running around naked, drunk out their head.
You went to a frat party, fam.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'm just like, fam, it's just like... And these are all got bare money, you know? Like, these are rich. Yeah. And I'm talking life, really rich. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm sad.
I'll be real.
It got me to thinking, like, these are act like that because they know they got money.
It's bait.
They go yard and everything's calm.
They got nothing to stress about.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Like,
your mum and dad are calm.
You're growing up all your life, yeah. Everything you want, you can have it. For me, anything I want, I have to beg for it. So the tiny bit of freedom I could have, I'll take it with
care. You know how mad
I don't know when I'm next going
to
have it.
He went from begging for it to, I'm just going to get it myself. Yeah, like any sort of means away. You know what I'm trying to say? Because my mom never bought me a BlackBerry before, but I had most of the BlackBerries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say?
My mom didn't buy me none of them BlackBerries. I don't know how.
My mom didn't buy me an iPhone.
I got it,
innit?
Yeah.
that's like,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Making it deep though, that's the pressure of growing up. Like, as a young black man, really and truly, when you deep it, you're trying to keep up. And sometimes your mom might not have it.
Yeah.
They get it for you. So now you got to think, oh, I either got to do some madness to get it, or like start hustling something, or just
something.
I'll be real. A lot of phones were taken in PE. You know when everyone's out on the field.
See, you lot doing that.
That was a joke. That was.
If you're taking phones from people that are not there, like, I think that's weird. It happened to me.
You know,
someone took my phone.
I'll be in PE. My phone's on me.
Yeah, it's bait. It's bait.
My phone's on me.
You couldn't, because you know what. You just knew that was that one kid that would just go in there.
The thing is, more time you knew the kid was.
There was a lot of robberies going on in my school.
So at that point, you didn't even know what year it was anyways. You could have been the year 7s to the year 11s. You don't know.
It could have been anyone.
You could have been
the
teacher.
Your 7 time was dark.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Your time was dark. Hella happy slaps.
How do you feel like that? You lot all done primary, secondary, innit?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like primary school, secondary school, innit?
Isn't that how most kids...
Nah, see, I done three tits. I done lower, middle, upper.
Oh, your school? Yeah. Your school was bourgeois,
You see your primary school is like...
He needed help.
Then
so primary was year 1 to year 4.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Middle school was year 5 to year 8, and then upper school was year 9 for the rest of it. But I always felt like...
They do that now.
I never knew about that.
I always think me in year 7, like seeing what the year 11s are on, I always think that's too much of a, there's too much maturing between those two ages, in my opinion.
Till you got to year 11 and realised there weren't much maturing that actually happened.
But I'm just saying that what the year 11s were on, like me in year 7, I didn't even know about it. That's what I'm trying to say. So like, all you look all in one place, I think, like looking at somebody didn't grow up like that, I think it's mad. I see how bare happens.
For me, in year 7, in the story David and Goliath, bro. All the year 11s were Goliaths to man. Like, bro, I can't lie. Yeah, I'll be real. When I was in year 7, because our thing, we also had a sixth form in our school. So deep it. I'm 11 years old, and there's massive, I'm looking at a bag of youths, That man, to me, they looked like they were 6'6" at the time, There was even one youth in my school that even had a baby. In sixth form, man had a fully grown beard. So my come up in school was like, yo, just try not to die in it. That's what it was in year 7. Just try not to die. Literally.
That's what I'm saying, man. I feel like you're exposed to too much, man. You should, like, certain things you shouldn't be seeing in year 7.
I almost got it cracking. I think it was in year 8. I think I moved into a school, while you trying to take my tie in it. And I think it was in year 11. Man, just pushed him, blood.
Yeah,
trying to take my tithes. Like, let me see that. And he's just taking it off. Like, but I didn't clock that first. Because remember, I'm young, innit? Like, I pushed him.
Let me see that tithe.
Do you know how brass you have to be to try and finesse a tithe, bro? Tithes were like three nugs, I swear. In school.
You have to buy them from the school.
A pound, maybe £2.
It was the Blazers.
Yeah, 100 pounds or something like that.
Blazer expensive. I'm sure all your man, your mum done the same thing, get you that big ass blazer when you're
and that went through every year till year 10.
Yeah.
I can't lie, I didn't get that, you know.
Well, you got fitted blazers?
Nah, I just had a one blazer and I had to firm it till I outgrew it.
That's what we're saying.
Nah, but I didn't get a mass, like you're saying, from year 7, I had a, like you'd get a massive blazer.
A big one, so it fits you in year 11.
Nah, my one was like, I had it how it was till I literally had to grow out of it. Like, I didn't get a massive one.
Wait, so you was in year 10 with your blazer like this?
But my school, do you know, my year in school, we were revolutionary people, Carl. It got to the point, we got to about like year 9, and we all looked at each other like, this is dead. Mm. So we actually campaigned for our school to move from the blazers to polo, like polo shirts. And I think to this day, my school still does polo shirts. And not really do blazers still.
Yeah, they had to be done.
Yeah, young pioneers in the building.
Come on.
So when I see them young G's just loitering around, and looking at them like, you, I'm the like me and my brothers are the reasons why you, man,
Minister A1.
Yeah. Oh man, it had to be done.